Every Wednesday, of course, we talk all things property. And today we're looking at the market value of your property. Do you know how much your property is actually worth? And have you investigated that? Have you gone about doing it? If you haven't, and you're on the verge of wanting to do it, you need to listen in, because the head of real estate at Lightstone, Estiani Marks, is with us to talk us through what the process entails. Estiani, good evening. Good to have you with us as always. Can we start by figuring out how property values are determined?
Hi, Joanne. Welcome. Also, thanks for having me again. All right, so how property values are determined, there's quite a few number of ways that it can be done. First would be if we look at an online automated valuation model, where analytical models that's based on sales activity, your GDP, CPI, all of those fancy words, as well as activity within an area, that will then determine the value of a property. You can also look at comparable sales, so what has transacted in a specific area for properties similar to yours. And then also a physical valuation, where you get an estate agent or a registered valuer out to do a valuation on your property, which will then take into account things like your recent upgrades or renovations that you've done, the style of the property and the like.
So Estiani, tell me, and we know that municipalities have been revaluating properties, and I think many of them have been inflated in the last few years, as far as homeowners are concerned anyway. What bearing does that have on the homeowner's property?
So every property within South Africa is charged a rate and taxes levy, or a rate and taxes fee, which is a monthly fee on your property and issued by the municipality. So you as a homeowner need to understand the market value of your property, because the rates and taxes levied by the municipality is based on the market value of your property, which they in turn assess every 4 years. Obviously, those change and is dependent on each municipality, on the timelines that they use. But generally, in a period of 4 years, they'll go out, they'll do an assessment of the municipality itself, and market values of properties are then assigned, whereafter they then determine the rates and taxes that you as a property homeowner needs to pay on a monthly basis. So if your market value that the municipality has assigned to your property is not correct, you will then not be billed correctly in terms of your monthly rates and taxes fee.
All right, so it's important you address that. One last quick one, Estiani. We know the Tshwane municipality valuation roll's just been released. What do property owners need to do?
Yes, so City of Tshwane is currently open for review. So homeowners within the City of Tshwane municipality can object to the valuation market value that has been assigned to their property up until the 5th of May this year. And what they'll need to do is they will need to compile a portfolio of evidence or a motivation in terms of why they feel that the property has not been valued correctly. And they can do that by obtaining a valuation report for their properties. And if the valuation report then reveals that the value is in fact too high, then they can use that in the objection. Each municipality will have the objection process on their website. So the homeowners can just have a look at the website on what the process is that they need to follow to object.
Thank you for speaking to us, Estiani Marks. She's the head of real estate at Lightstone.